The month of October is very exciting. And for some sports fans, baseball season is still going on, and the World Series is near. October also brings 70-degree weather like this morning or right now, and it makes Arizona paradise until May. And yesterday, another great thing happened. Our second staff member was married within a week. So in the past 7 days, we've had two weddings here that were particular in our staff members here. October is a good month, and it's also Respect Life Month and the month of the Holy Rosary. And today is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And to be courageous and to really ask Our Lady to help us with the sanctity of all human life in public. So there'll be public rosaries going on soon, next week. And so it's truly fitting that we ask Our Lady in this time to, you know, defend marriage and to defend life at all stages, and to be courageous and ask her intercession in this regard. Because this month is our opportunity to pray for holy marriages, and especially for those that are struggling, and to remember that children of all ages, especially in the womb, that are being so greatly attacked. And I share with you a passage from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1652, that's citing Familiaris Consortio. It says this: children are the supreme gift of marriage and contribute greatly to the good of the parents themselves. And God himself said, "It is not good that man should be alone." And from the beginning, he made them male and female, wishing to associate them in a special way in his own creative work. God blessed man and woman with the words, "Be fruitful and multiply." Hence, true married love and the whole structure of family life which results from it, without diminishment of the other ends of marriage, are directed to disposing the spouses to cooperate valiantly with the love of the Creator and Savior, who through them will increase and enrich his family from day to day. The blessed family, which starts with a man and a woman falling in love and going before Holy Mother Church and the community, they profess their love forever for each other. And as we continue the month of October, we proclaim the sanctity of life and also the sanctity of marriage, because they go hand in hand. And we gladly present this petition to Our Lady of Victory during the month of the Holy Rosary. And so the sanctity of marriage is taught by Jesus in a clear and demanding way. And each married couple, without exception, must deal with the cross, because our wounded human nature, relationships inevitably involve suffering and require forgiveness over and over again. And if you've been married for 5 minutes, you know what I'm talking about. And because man and woman are called to this sacred union at every level, not just physical, but spiritual and psychological, marriage demands a continuous growth in unselfish love as a way of holiness. And that's why the cross is in the midst of that marriage. And so we must continue to pray for married couples and those preparing for marriage, that they may invite Christ in their midst to carry their own crosses with great love. Because if we carry the cross without Christ, that's where families start to crumble and fall apart. You got to remember that Christ comes with the cross, and he is our God. He is the one who created love. He is the one who is continuously loving us in the midst of our own struggles. And so that brings me to the sanctity of life, which is taught also by Jesus in the gospel, and more specifically regarding children. And the love of Jesus appeals to the love of parents. And we hear Jesus in the gospel say, "Let your children come to me." We hear that. But hear him say this: These children are entrusted to your love. Together let us love him, love them. Bring them to me for the love that only God can give. So this requires parents to prioritize and trust that only God's eternal love meets the deepest needs of the human heart. And truthfully, the structure of the whole family begins with the married love between a man and a woman. And when that is taken out of context, then we end up turning away from faithfulness and fruitfulness. And the way God, this is the way God intended it, to be fruitful and faithful. Instead, we become selfish. We turn away from the cross. We turn away from our spouse and our commitment to the family. And we turn in on ourselves. And we become selfish and turn to sinful actions that end up using other people for our own personal use. And engaging in these disordered passions and disordered relationships, this truly prohibits the total gift of self that becomes compromised. And it leads to contraception and infidelity and all these other snowball effects of being selfish and sinful. And when those bad habits fail, it gets even worse, because our society promises that has this empty promise of the decision and choice to kill an innocent child in the womb. And if you or anyone you know experienced such a tragedy like that, just know that the mercy of God awaits your response. And he has the power to heal and transform the hardness of hearts and the wounded hearts. Because there are opportunities to heal from this tragic decision when the Lord is invited into the situation. And so prayers and support to deal with the tragic loss of a child are in place. And I pray help is sought out soon. Because this is why we pray and offer any support to women contemplating an abortion, especially during this 40 Days for Life campaign that is going on now until November 4th. And so we continue to pray and hold vigil at our own Phoenix site at Family Planning Associates on 7th Street in the I-10, and where late-term abortions are done regularly. But how dare this abortion facility insert themselves with true authentic health care such as radiology, cardiology, dermatology, and other health care services that uphold the dignity of life. And it's in the middle of that. And it's hidden and protected to carry out their barbaric acts of killing innocent children. But we know that they're there, and we continue to peacefully pray for an end to that facility, to be away from our society and its destructive powers. And so this month of October, during the month of the Holy Rosary, we must continue to pray for an end to abortion and uphold the sanctity of holy matrimony, because between one man and one female, and also restore and heal us after that. Because our hope is in the Lord Jesus himself, and with the help of Our Lady of Victory leading the charge, we should have a greater confidence in standing up for that. Because we stand behind them, because it is a real possibility that our country may see an end to abortion in our lifetime. And the battle is raging, and we are on the winning team. And when the smoke of Satan clears, our Christian duty will remain and take part in the life of the church, to act as witnesses of the gospel, because the truth flows from it. We don't believe all this stuff because the church says this, the church says that. Jesus himself says that, because he is truth. And we believe things that are true. And defending marriage and life is a true thing. It is a truth with a capital T. Not anyone else's opinion and not anyone else's feelings or anything like that. The truth is the truth, and that can't be changed. And we believe that because it's from God, who is the author of truth. So let's continue to pray for these holy marriages that we know, especially for your own, and for your family, and for your family members. Because if we forget that Christ is the center of all Christian life, then morality, spirituality, and the supernatural gifts of God become whatever the heck you want and get thrown out the window. But the truth is, the kingdom of God is his gift of love to us, and it can only be received with childlike trust. And so as we ask for the grace to live in the truth of the Gospels, ask also to trust in him and to desire true happiness above all other things. And as we enjoy the blessings of this October, be open to life, defend life, and love life.